Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. That's a little Stevie Ray bringing us back, a little SRV, the late SRV. 17 Tail, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, which I'm going to give Joan Pride a test on in a little bit. The Third Ingredient with a number three is at Third Ingredient, thethirdingredient.com. Joan Pride is here. She's a 19-year member of our Brain Trust, and these days she's here mostly during our Breast Cancer Awareness Month, because she is an 18-year member of Cancer Survivor, folks. Joan, thank you for being here. I'm thinking of Karen Cortell Reisman is she's about a 7-year survivor. She was with me last week talking about this. Paula Lovell is about a 15-year survivor. She could be with us today. Lois Geller is about a 20-year survivor. Who else did we have on the show before? I'm trying to think of some of the others. Somebody who's not been on the show before, Leslie Grossman has told me that I could mention that. Leslie Grossman, one of our management experts. She's a business leader up in New York City. She's told me she's a breast cancer survivor. Several of our, and you know what? After all these years, Joan, they're all survivors. Every one of my Brain Trust members who have told me that they had breast cancer, every one of them are survivors. I haven't lost a one. How about that?
I love those stories. Those are wonderful stories. And that's not to minimize how serious this is, because I guess we kind of have a double message here. You know, it's serious. You have to get diagnosed. You have to get checked. But it's also important to realize that often, many times, I don't know if I can say most, but many, many times, it's not a death sentence, and you can fight it and you can win.
Well, that's exactly right. The mother of my children is 35 years now and counting.
Wow.
How about that?
That's amazing, because back in that day, you know, didn't have as many treatment options,
right.
And the treatments were rougher too.
They were rougher, and they were not as elegant. And if you could use that word,
right.
When I say elegant, I just mean they target, they go in, they do their job, and
yes. And
they don't you know, destroy the rest of the body like they did in the old days. I mean, 50 years ago, the treatment was worse than the disease.
And it didn't always
solve anything. And now, I mean, there's so many options. That's the thing. Isn't that the thing people need to know? Is that there are lots of different kinds of cancers. I mean, I know a person who had a breast tumor that was called in situ, meaning into itself. So it was just a little nugget of a cancer that they took out. The person had nothing
done.
That's
the earliest stage possible. That's the best.
She had no treatments. They did a lumpectomy. She never had any treatments, radiation or otherwise, and she's a survivor. And it was cancer, but it was in situ, meaning into itself. It was not metastatic.
Right. That's right. Jim, I'll tell you a quick story. When I was diagnosed and I went to the breast surgeon, I said, "Doctor, if you need to, you know, do a mastectomy to cure me so that I can live, I'm fine with that." And he said, "No, the kind of tumor you have, if I do a lumpectomy and you have radiation with that, you have the same survival rate as if I did a mastectomy." So that's how far along they had come, even
back in
the day when I had my treatment.
When that was the thing, one of the things that that the research shows, that I've learned over the last 35 years, the research shows that some of these new treatments, some of these new approaches are just as effective as the radical approaches in terms
That's
of
right.
in terms of
and
survival.
I had, yeah. That's right. And back in the day, I had what was then a cutting-edge technology, which is probably routine now. They took out what they called the Sentinel node. They found it by using a procedure. And if that had been clear, I would not have had chemo. But it was not clear because that meant that they had to check my lymph nodes. Because once it's in the lymph nodes, you're in trouble. So that was a very important procedure that women, I think, get routinely now.
So, folks, the only thing more dangerous than, or more troubling, or more problem than getting checked and getting treatment if you need it, discovering what you have, is if you don't. Because that's a death sentence, isn't it? I mean, people who have breast cancer,
don't put your head in the sand.
If you have breast cancer and you don't get it treated, you will not be a survivor.
Right. That's right.
And survival is the key. And also, and this is something we might want to talk about in the next segment a little bit, also, it's possible to know what your tendency is, isn't it? With with the family histories? Haven't we learned an awful lot about family
right.
histories?
Oh, that's right. They call it the BRCA. I don't know if it's BRCA or BRCA. You might have what they call the gene, the breast cancer gene, and you can get tested for that.
One of my Brain Trust members has that, and her daughter, her sister, and her mother, and she. And I may be wrong, but I think maybe even a grandmother. And that's something that's tough.
But having that knowledge, allows you to get the treatment you need.
Think about that. Think about what if you could be told don't get in your car because you're going to have a wreck if you get in your car. What if you knew that in advance? You'd
good
stay
analogy.
Out of the car, right? Hold on to that thought.
That's right
back
that's
with
exactly
our
right.
very courageous, and very important person in our lives, Joan Pride. She and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.